You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is a hump day Wednesday morning, October the 2nd of 2024. The time is 8:07. It's a bit of a chillier start here in north central Wisconsin. Plenty of sunshine, plenty of blue skies. Temperature stands at 46 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to facebook.com, going to the 98.9 WXCO page, and you'll be able to see a video stream of what we are doing. See my pretty face sitting behind the microphone as we get things going here on this Wednesday morning. We'd also like you to be part of the show by either calling or texting us. You can do it at the same number, 715-382-9297. Again, you can either call or text 715-382-9297. And of course, you can also call or text us through the use of the Civic Media app. Just open up the app, be able to go to the 98.9 portion of the app, because on the Civic Media app, you have all 20 of the Civic Media radio stations. But if you go to the fifth one down, it will be 98.9 WXCO. Open it up and you'll be able to hit a button to text us, hit a button to call us, hit a button to email us, hit a button to listen to our stream, hit a button to go to our webpage. I mean, it's all right there on the app. Coming up this morning, we have a terrific show lined up for you. Coming up at 8:20, we'll talk about the late week forecast with Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist. Brittany joins us each and every weekday morning at just after 8:20. And then at the bottom of the hour, following our information update at 8:34, we will be talking to U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth. She is the Democratic senator from the state of Illinois. She has been campaigning, included here in Wisconsin, for allies of her, including Senator Tammy Baldwin and also Vice President Kamala Harris. We'll talk to Senator Duckworth about the fall campaign. We'll talk about the economy. We'll talk about veterans issues. And if you don't know the story of Tammy Duckworth, it's well worth looking into. And I'll talk a little bit about that as we continue. Someone who served in our military, lost a couple of limbs in service of our country. And when you hear folks like Donald Trump try to talk about military, and he's a man that was able to pay a doctor to give him bone spurs to avoid service, I mean, I'll let you make your own judgment on it. But we'll talk to Senator Duckworth about veterans issues and also talk about what it's like working with Senator Tammy Baldwin in Washington, D.C. as well. So again, Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois coming up at 8:34 this morning on the program. And then at 9:20 this morning, as we do every first Wednesday of the month, we get an opportunity to talk to Christine Daniels of the Good News Project. And today, Christine will be bringing along another guest, Jacqueline Tolksdorf of the group Rise Up. As Good News Project and Rise Up, both nonprofits are partnering to bring a public art installation never seen before in our area. And it's a collaboration to bring a community participatory industrial embroidered mural to Wausau. So again, we will talk to Christine Daniels and Jacqueline Tolksdorf coming up at 9:20 this morning on the program. Also would like to remind you that coming up tonight, we will have another edition of the Big High School Sports Show from 6 until 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It'll be a jam-packed show. We have more guests than we normally have on our Big High School Sports Show. We will start off with the head football coach of the Wittenberg Burnhamwood Chargers. As Wittenberg Burnhamwood has some very good seasons recently, been to the playoffs, have made it as far as the state semifinals just a few years ago, and the Chargers looking like they're on their way to another playoff appearance, as they are 4-2 so far on the season. We'll be talking to the head coach of Wittenberg Burnhamwood, Jason Rick, at 6:25 p.m. He'll be our coach guest for this week. In the second hour, we don't have just one student-athlete guest. We're going to have three student-athlete guests this week on the program. At 7:06, it'll be D.C. Upper senior running back Blake Bankston. He is having a fantastic season for the 5-1 Evergreens with more than 900 yards rushing already this season. We'll talk to Blake Bankston coming up at 7:06 tonight, and then at 7:25 this evening, coming up next Tuesday, there is going to be a special volleyball event, as DC Everest and Newman Catholic will be participating in a fundraiser. It will be Volley for Our Neighbors. It will be a fundraiser for the Neighbors Place next Tuesday night. DC Everest and Newman Catholic, and coming up to talk about that matchup, talk about their seasons as well. A couple of outstanding student athletes from Newman Catholic, Lily Shields, and Kirsten Hall from DC Everest. So they'll be joining us at 7:25 tonight, our second and third student athlete guest here on the Big High School Sports Show tonight, presented by K5 Construction. And again, thanks to K5 Construction for presenting the Big High School Sports Show. Hope you can join us. Myself and former Wausau West head football coach Jason Foster will talk about. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is a very fresh morning, 46 degrees, plenty of sunshine again at our studios in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. The time is 8:22, and to talk about the weather forecast as we get through this hump day Wednesday, heading downhill towards the weekend, we're joined again by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How are you?
Very good. It's, again, as I went out to drive into work this morning, just a freshness in the air this time of year, isn't it?
Oh, there sure is. And for me, I was just saying it's kind of like the perfect temperatures to stay in bed, where you just want to have the blankets on, your alarm goes off, you're just like, oh, come on, no. That's what kind of time of year it is, at least for me. So comfortable in the mornings.
And it's going to be just comfortable generally. I mean, it's a nice, cool start. It means overnight hours, as you said, it's great sleeping weather. Then as we get into the day, it's going to still be plenty of sunshine, plenty of blue skies, and temperature moving up to that near perfect level. I mean, again, if you were to put a recipe together, I think for weather today and maybe even the rest of this work week would fit pretty nicely, wouldn't it?
I would say so, 100%. Honestly, it's just sunshine on repeat. We've got a dominating high pressure. We have multiple cold fronts moving through. One tonight, one again on Saturday. We're not looking at any rain in the forecast, actually, which is kind of a bad thing, because this time of year, when these temperatures are hitting this, I want to have bonfires. That is like my dream, the fall colors, bonfires, but can't do that right now, and you can't burn those brush piles either, because we are in a very, very high fire danger in Bayfield. We're in a high fire danger here in Marathon County. All of the northern half of the state is as well today, because we've got this dry, dry, dry air. There is no humidity in there whatsoever. We've got winds that are going to be whipping up to 40 miles per hour this afternoon and evening, all ahead of the cold front moving through. But we still get a slice of heat today. We're still going to hit 70 degrees today. We're still going to hit 70 degrees tomorrow, maybe mid-60s on Friday, back to the 70s on Saturday, and then some low 60s on Sunday. So it's like a little bumpy roller coaster, but no major massive changes. Just this fire danger risk is not fun.
Yeah, and I know that you've been talking about the last couple of days that people need to be aware of that. I mean, we are in a position where it will not take much to start a bit of a blaze that can get away, and especially if the winds gust up, and I see that the winds are going to be gusting up, and that adds another bit to the equation, doesn't it?
Yes, it sure does. I mean, the air mass that we're sitting in is so dry that usually when cold fronts push through, we get some rain or a cloud or something. I don't even think we're going to squeeze out a cloud as this cold front moves through. So just very, very dry conditions, windy, and any sort of fire is a danger of rapidly spreading out of control, because we haven't had gusts of 40 miles per hour since pretty much the winter.
And into the future. I mean, it's amazing. As I was looking at the forecast for the next week, and it's still, this looks basically like this. Like you said, maybe a little bit of a undulation, a little roller coaster in terms of temperatures, but in terms of the sky, it seems like we're going to just be, you know, sunny, and more sunny. Do you have any idea when this pattern is going to change, or is this pattern going to stick around for quite a while?
You know, it's here for a minute, that's for sure. We're going to stay so clear that we're going to have frost chances again Thursday night, Friday night, probably Sunday night. That continues into next week as well. So that means clear, clear skies. The only thing that I'm looking at with some clouds and maybe a little bit of rainfall is Saturday evening. We've got a front pushing through. There might be just enough moisture. Fingers crossed for a scattered shower or two, because we do need that. Our drought conditions are rapidly going the wrong direction. So,
all those temperatures for the lows look like they're gonna kind of toy with freezing, but not quite get there. So we're gonna still have to wait for that hard freeze, won't we?
We will. I think it might be around the corner, though, coming up next week or so. So it's not too far away, but we're toying with it up north. They're probably gonna hit it. Actually, interesting thing, because the winds were so calm further down south today, this morning, Black River Falls hit freezing. They were the coldest part of the state further south. Crazy, right?
Absolutely. Well, what are the details for the latter part of this work week?
Yes. All right. So we are looking at 70s today, tomorrow, windy conditions today. Winds will die down tomorrow. Maybe a few clouds building in, but the sunshine continues even into our Friday. We drop into the mid-60s. Those frost chances start to come back, but Sunday we spike to about the mid-70s. So we get a nice little warm up there, and then we cool back down as we close the weekend out to the low 60s, and we kind of hold there as we push into next week. So fall feel for sure, but nothing too dramatic.
Fantastic. Boy, again, chances to really enjoy outdoor activities for those who are hanging on to the summer. And right now the weather is cooperating and hanging on itself, but appreciate the information. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Bye.
That is Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, right now in downtown Wausau. Again, a bit of a chilly start this morning. Not too bad, though. Temperature of 46 degrees under fair skies. The winds right now southeast at 5 miles per hour, but it doesn't even look like, as I look outside, it's kicking up just a little bit, and we'll expect those winds to continue to kick up during the course of the day. The dew point is 36, relative humidity of 68%, the barometer at 30.01 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up, we will have an information update. We'll have the latest news, weather, and sports. We'll get the latest national and international news. Of course, a lot on the plate when it comes to national and international news. We had the strikes in the Middle East yesterday. We had the vice presidential debate and a whole bunch more. We'll have Terry Bell with our news from our Madison headquarters from around the state of Wisconsin. And of course, the former president was in Milwaukee and also Dane County yesterday. I'm sure we'll get the latest on those visits. We'll have Brittany with the latest news and weather. And, of course, Jimmy Cuska with sports. And not a good start to the playoffs for the Brewers. So we'll hear the details on that. The time is 8:28 with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. Coming up next, after the information update, we'll have a conversation with United States Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. As you may have noticed, and I think anybody that lives here in the state of Wisconsin has noticed, that the Badger State is one of the main focuses of the presidential campaigns, whether it is the campaign of former President Donald Trump, who yesterday was both in the Milwaukee area and in Dane County, in that Dane County visit, the first visit by a Republican presidential nominee since Bob Dole back in 1996. In fact, just a few minutes ago, I saw a posting that announced that Trump would be coming back to Wisconsin very, very quickly. In fact, coming up this weekend, Donald Trump will be returning to the state of Wisconsin. Let me pull up the information. Yep, he'll be holding a rally in Juneau, Wisconsin, on Sunday at 2 p.m. So Donald Trump at 2 p.m. on Sunday will be back in Wisconsin in Juneau. And of course, we've seen plenty of Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota. And one person that is aiding the Democratic campaign for president and also aiding her colleague in the United States Senate, Tammy Baldwin, is Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth. And the senator was campaigning yesterday. I had an opportunity while she was on the road to spend a few minutes talking to her about a few of the different issues and also about her relationship and working relationship with Senator Baldwin. So here's the conversation that I had with U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois. And first of all, Senator Duckworth, thank you for spending a few minutes with us here in Central Wisconsin.
Oh, it's so great to be back in the region. Thank you.
Absolutely. And as we get less than a month to go until Election Day, this time of the campaign, there's a lot of things thrown around, lots of issues talked about. But when it gets down to it, most of the time people do vote with their pocketbooks, the economy, and how they're doing, how the economy's doing. You've had the opportunity. You joined the U.S. Senate when Donald Trump became president. Seen what he did in his 4 years. You've been there during the last 4 years of the Biden-Harris administration. As you've looked at economic policy, what you've heard from the candidates for this cycle, what jumps out? What do you feel about the economy as we go into the final stretch before Election Day?
Well, I think, you know, people want the country to be run in a way that is responsible. And frankly, from the Trump presidency, he added trillions of dollars to our national debt with his tax cuts for the very ultimate rich people in this country, for billionaires and millionaires. And yet what Democrats have been talking about is lowering the cost for everyday working families. Vice President Harris has talked about tax incentives for building starter homes and affordable rental housing, something that especially if you have young adults in your family, you know they're struggling with the cost of rent. She's talked about $25,000 down payment support for first-time home buyers. Senator Baldwin has been on the forefront of lowering prescription drug costs. She led the effort in the Senate to cap insulin at $35 for seniors, and actually has led the effort to lower the cost of asthma inhalers. These are the kinds of things that voters are concerned about. And obviously, some of the work that we've done, I've been working on as well with her, is a federal ban on price gouging on food and groceries, especially during emergency situations. So these are some of the things that you know, as I'm talking to folks across the country and here in central Wisconsin, are really resonating with voters.
And yes, Senator Baldwin definitely has been talking a lot about the price gouging issue and what can be done in the future to try to make that much better. Also, a question about the economy I wanted to ask you is because I recall a couple of years back, there were always stories out there that the recession was coming, But in the end, the economy has done very well over the last number of years. And a lot of it, I think, has to do with how some of the policies have been implemented, whether it was the Infrastructure Act or the Inflation Reduction Act. Again, you are in a part of the meetings and the hearings and everything else. How important has the implementation been in terms of keeping the economy on an upward trajectory over the last couple of years?
Time in a long time, we made the investments in our nation's infrastructure, right? With the bipartisan infrastructure deal and then with the Inflation Reduction Act, a lot of money into our local economies to rebuild our roads, rebuild our infrastructure, and that money stayed in the country. That wasn't money that went overseas. That stayed here. That turned into jobs for people who helped to rebuild our roads. And that's really one of the things that has kept the economy moving along. Additionally, the Inflation Reduction Act, which not a single Republican voted for, in addition to lowering the deficit, it also made a huge investment in American manufacturing, bringing manufacturing jobs back to the United States by banning communist Chinese government-controlled businesses that were coming in here, buying out American firms, taking jobs away from locals, and taking the profits back to communist-controlled China. Now, that's not to say that we don't welcome foreign direct investment. We're just saying that you can't come in here and take away jobs from Americans, and you can make investments in this country. And so you see more investments from Japanese firms and South Korean firms investing with American companies to rebuild the industrial Midwest. I'm really proud that a lot of that is happening but also here in the
One other topic I wanted to ask you about was about military issues. And again, during the course of this campaign, after Governor Walz was nominated as the VP candidate for the Democratic Party, all of a sudden, the discussion, I think, got off of the real topics. And of course, you've given so much of your life to the military and to the country. What are you hearing? What do you think are the issues for those who are now serving in the military, those who have served in the military? What are the issues we should be talking about instead of trying to nitpick about things in the past and trying to make political issues? Because it's such an important issue. As somebody who's been there and really done the work, what should we be talking about when it comes to military issues?
Well, first and foremost, we need to make sure that our troops have all the equipment and everything they need to protect and defend us. And for our veterans, we need to make sure that we keep our promises to them. And that's why Congress passing the PACT Act was so important. That is the act that allows benefits and coverage for Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, actually all veterans who may have been exposed to toxic exposures, the burn pits, for example. Camp Lejeune is another example. The work that we did to cover Agent Orange exposure for our older veterans who are now developing Agent Orange-related illnesses. These are all things that Tim Walz really led in the House, and I was in the House with him for years before he moved over to the Senate. And it's also something that Tammy Baldwin worked on pretty extensively when it came to toxic exposure, especially for veterans here in Wisconsin. And so what we need to do is, wherever we are, we must, as a nation, keep our promise to our veterans, make sure that they have the health care that we promised them. You know, because we don't need our troops who are in harm's way right now wondering, hey, what's going to happen to me if I get hurt? We need them focused on getting the mission accomplished. We need them to go out there, kick down doors, and hunt down the bad guys who would harm America. And they can't be focused on that if they're worried about, hey, what's going to happen to me if I get hurt? Is my family going to be cared for? Am I going to get the health care that I need? And you can be sure that Democrats will stand up to make sure that we do, as a nation, keep that promise. It was under President Obama, under Democrats, that we expand coverage for Agent Orange exposure. It was under Democratic control that we, under President Biden, that we passed the PACT Act to ensure that veterans exposed to toxic substances are going to get the care that they need. We've had over a million veterans signed up since the PACT Act passed in a bipartisan way.
One real quick final point question for folks here in Wisconsin who see Tammy Baldwin all the time, but you work with Tammy Baldwin, you see her in the halls of the United States Senate. What's something about Senator Baldwin that people here in Wisconsin should know when she's on the job?
How tough and tenacious she is. Do not underestimate Tammy Baldwin. When she gets her teeth into an issue, whether it's benefits for veterans, whether it is going after those pharmaceutical companies that charges 6 to 20 times what they charge people in Europe for asthma medication, she doesn't give up. And you know, sometimes, you know, we Midwesterners are not as flashy as the people on the East or the West Coast. But that doesn't mean that we're not in there fighting every single day. And that's what Tammy Baldwin does, right? She holds people accountable, and she shows up every day and fights really hard, tenaciously, nonstop. And you're not going to get her to quit when it comes to issues that are important to the people of Wisconsin and to our veterans. And I've seen that firsthand, especially when it comes to prescription drug prices.
Senator Tammy Duckworth, State of Illinois, thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
It's my pleasure to be on. Thanks for having me.
Again, that is the senator from the state of Illinois. Again, she was formerly a representative from Illinois for 4 years, from 2013 to 2017, won election to the United States Senate in 2016, has been a senator for the state of Illinois since then. And now on the campaign trail for Democrats such as Tammy Baldwin, Tammy Duckworth. And again, what a life story. She is the second Asian-American woman to serve in the United States Senate. She was the first Thai-American woman elected to Congress, the first person born in Thailand elected to Congress, the first woman with a disability elected to Congress, the first female double amputee in the Senate. And again, if you don't know her story, in the military. Again, she followed in the footsteps of her father, who had served in World War II and the Vietnam War, and even had ancestors who served in every major conflict since the Revolutionary War. She became a commissioned officer in the U.S. Army Reserve in 1992 and chose to fly helicopters. And the reason she did that was because it was one of the few combat jobs open to a woman at the time. And, of course, she... in her work in the military, was injured, lost a pair of limbs, and yet just kept battling. And ultimately was working when she was deployed to Iraq in 2004. She lost her right leg near the hip and her left leg below the knee from injuries sustained in November of 2004 when the Black Hawk helicopter she was co-piloting was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade fired by Iraqi insurgents. So she went through that and yet was able to just keep on going. And, I mean, you talk about an American story about perseverance, and that is so uplifting. It is the story of Tammy Duckworth. So it was a very big honor to be able to speak to her yesterday afternoon as she was running around, a very busy, busy person this time of year with the election just 34 days away. So, again, I thought it was wonderful to hear that perspective. It's always interesting to hear the perspective of those who work with each other. When you hear about what Tammy Baldwin is able to accomplish and to be able to hear from her colleagues, and you could hear the affection from Tammy Duckworth, and to be able to hear from one of her colleagues like that. So again, it'll be a very interesting final month, both in terms of the presidential race, but also in terms of the race for the United States Senate, and some very tough commercials. And in fact, I heard one right here on our radio station just a little bit earlier when I was coming into work. Some third party folks are putting out some tough anti-Tammy Baldwin spots. You got some that are pro-Tammy Baldwin as well, but we're going to have to kind of wade through all of that for the next 34 days. The time is 8:48. It is Wednesday morning. October the 2nd of 2024. Again, plenty to come as we continue here this morning. At 9:20, we'll be joined by Christine Daniels of the Good News Project and Jacqueline Tokstorf of Rise Up to discuss plans of a big public art installation in our area. But coming up next, we're going to talk a little sports. Boy, the Brewers, their season on the line later today. We'll talk about that and more as we continue. 98.9 WXCO. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Right now, 49 degrees, sunny skies here in North Central Wisconsin. The time is 8:52 on this hump day Wednesday, heading downhill towards the weekend, October the 2nd of 2024. We've been with Civic Media for a little more than 2 years now. And I think one of the biggest aspects of what Civic Media has been able to do in the past couple of years with stations around the state of Wisconsin is to give a bit of a different perspective when it was basically one-sided in so many areas of Wisconsin, including right here in Wausau. As before Civic Media began, most of the news talk stations, almost every single one of the news talk stations around Wisconsin were based on conservative points of view. Conservative talk radio, and for the most part, conservative talk radio has been the main way of people listening to radio. There has not been a lot of liberal or even center talk radio over the years. It's all been Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and those likes, and Chris Conley and those likes. And in the last break we just took, I decided to take a peek and see what has the competition been talking about today, because it's like I like to kind of keep on top of it to see, you know, what the topics of conversation are there, maybe see if there's something I'm missing in terms of talking about the issues here on our program as well. And I realized looking at some of the things that they have been talking about, and they just have a listing of what they talk about on their morning news program, the one with Meg Ellefson and Chris Conley. And just looking at the list of topics, and again, you know, nothing beyond the list of topics. I don't know exactly what they've talked about during the 10 minutes where the topic was more Harris lies. I don't know what they were talking about specifically when it was Democrats hate free speech. That was the topic of a segment. Or when the topic was all illegals are criminals. Or the topic was the conscience of Tim Walz. Again, I think beyond anything else, the creation of Civic Media to give perspective outside of that one-sided thought station that we have on the far right just down the road here in downtown Wausau. We have one topic was Stump Chris. I guess you get a chance to stump Chris Conley. I guess, you know, my question would be, hey, Chris, do you know who's the only morning radio personality that's been arrested twice in the past year is? Who is that? Can I stump you on that one? Mm-hmm. But I just find it, I shake my head when you see these topics, more Harris lies. How can somebody get on the radio, or in the newspaper, on television, whatever it may be, and talk about lies and ignore Donald Trump. There's a record of, for year after year after year, day after day after day, where Donald Trump does not tell the truth. You can agree with his politics. You can disagree with his politics. But I think there's one thing that has been documented over and over and over again is the fact that Donald Trump has an issue with telling the truth. And for them over down the street to start talking about more Harris lies, do they talk ever about, you know, I agree that Donald Trump has a lot of great ideas when it comes to politics, but it would help if he would tell the truth a little bit more often. You never hear them talking about that. Or talking about the conscience of Tim Walz. When you talk about conscience, what about the conscience of J.D. Vance when it comes to wiping the record clean of things that he had said previously about Donald Trump? They just disappear from his social media accounts, from his personal website. Things that he had said that he believed in that just went away because Donald Trump wanted him to be his vice presidential candidate.
Do you know what a conscience is, folks? Conscience is that little voice that tells you what's right and wrong.
So,
do you think he has that?
So when he wipes clean his previous beliefs, what about that conscience? So, and again, the constant dumping on people that are trying to make a better life, trying to get away from incredible, incredible dangers, and the dumping on these people that you see from the far right, including the host of the program. All illegals are criminals. I would like to see them be as tough on other criminals as they are on people that look differently than they are. They aren't very tough on criminals like Donald Trump, who has been convicted of more than 30 felonies. Uh-huh. We don't hear him. I don't hear them saying about how this guy needs to be taken off the streets immediately.
That's not fair to say that all immigrants are criminals, because that's just...
Well, they use the term illegals, which again is a very...
You're blaming an entire population on the acts of just a few, which is totally unfair.
But again, it's about the language that's being used, and again, about the attitude that's put out there. So again, I just thought, hey, let's see what the good folks down the road are talking about, and that's what they're talking about.
Humility and common sense are things that they really need to start, you know, actually using.
Coming up, we got another hour to go here on the program. Again, coming up at 9:20, we'll be joined for our first Wednesday of the month visit from Christine Daniels of the Good News Project, and she'll be bringing a special guest with her. Jacqueline Tokstorf of Rise Up, and we're going to hear about a big public art installation that is coming here to the Wausau area. It looks like it's something that'll be very, very cool. So we'll have that coming up here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.